The Federal Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010 is providing community clinics across the U.S. billions of dollars to provide basic health care to underserved communities. In Washington and Benton counties, Community Clinic, a ministry of St. Francis House, will receive an infusion and plans to expand into southern Washington County. Here again, a report from Jacqueline Froelich.
This looks like a mess.
Community Clinic of Northwest Arkansas Executive Director Kathy Grisham shows off a new 7,500 square foot wing expansion at headquarters in downtown Springdale.
And we've added, I think, 15 exam rooms so that we will have two more providers joining us for family practice. And adjoining us.
2 years ago, Grisham was awarded $500,000 in federal funding to expand. Money made available to federally qualified community health centers, part of an $11 billion earmark under health care reform. Community Clinic operates medical offices in Springdale, Rogers, and Siloam Springs, several dental clinics, and a growing number of school-based health centers. But unlike conventional clinics, patients are assigned case managers to better guide health decision-making. And growing the clinic remains an imperative, Kathy Grisham says.
We saw 30,000 patients last year, which is an increase of 100% in 5 years.
But 90,000 patients had to be turned away. 53% of Community Clinic's patients are children covered under Medicaid SCHIP programming, and many of their parents have no insurance at all.
Many of them who have not had insurance have received care here at the clinic on a sliding fee scale. So we're anticipating that most of them will now have insurance to cover the care that they're receiving here at the clinic.
Because starting January 1st, an estimated 250,000 Arkansans will be able to enroll in Medicaid, but only Arkansas is expanding Medicaid differently. Under the Arkansas Independence Health Care Act of 2013, passed by the state legislature last April, newly eligible recipients, single adults who earn 133% of poverty level, or around $15,000 a year, will be directed to seek private coverage in the state's new insurance marketplace. Their premiums will be paid for by the Fed. But the Department of Human Services, which oversees Medicaid in Arkansas, by law, is in the process of seeking a waiver from the U.S. Department of Human Services Centers for Medicare and Medicaid to allow insurance companies to negotiate their own rates with providers, cutting reimbursements to Community Clinic by as much as 25%. Again, Kathy Grisham.
The waiver was only introduced or made public June 24th. And no one knew what was contained in it.
Community Clinic, Grisham says, has operated for years in the black. It's among 12 federally qualified community health centers, or FQHCs, operating on 83 sites across the state, which are at risk of losing significant income, says Sip Mowden. She's chief executive officer of the Community Health Center of Arkansas, based in Little Rock.
The waiver that we have taken exception to is a waiver of the Social Security Act 1902A15. And what that really is saying is DHS Medicaid wants to eliminate our, what we call our PPS rate.
The Medicare, Medicaid, and SCHIP Benefits Improvement Protection Act of 2000 established for FQHCs a prospective payment methodology, PPS for short, an enhanced Medicaid per patient visit rate based on reasonable costs of care. Last count, Arkansas FQHCs served 165,000 patients, nearly 66,000, more than one-third, with no insurance.
We can't change what the federal government has dictated to us by law, what we must provide to everybody, regardless of the patient that comes in. It's also going to affect the fact that our health centers may have to close some sites. They may have to lay off physicians and nurses and dentists and support staff because the revenues will not be there.
Sip Mowden laid out her case at a joint meeting of the State House and Senate Public Health Committee in Little Rock on July 25th, leading up to the deadline for submitting the waiver August 2nd.
Our federally qualified health centers are very efficient and very effective and do a great job not only providing quality of care, but saving the state dollars for unnecessary hospitalizations, emergency room use, and for specialty care referrals, because we're working with them on preventative care and primary care.
At the hearing, Mouden revealed potential financial losses based on the last calendar year.
If, in fact, the 1115 waiver, 1902A, had been approved back during the calendar year of 2012, and our projections range from $8,650,000 to $13,630,000.
Added to that, an additional $22 million in uncompensated care, Mouden says. In an email exchange with the Department of Human Services, spokesperson Amy Webb wrote that in order to implement what was outlined in the Arkansas Healthcare Independence Act, her department has to seek the waiver, one of several from the federal government. A decision is pending within 90 days.
Our community clinics provide a safety net for thousands of Arkansans all across our state.
Greg Letting, House Minority Leader and Democratic State Representative, District 86, Fayetteville, says he and other legislators are exploring options to help.
The governor and a few others have talked about setting up, finding some funds to set up a reserve fund that can help keep the community clinics going if they do begin to see their revenue stream decline while they figure out a way to adapt to this new system. That's been one of the discussions. I know there was some talk of perhaps pulling out the 1115 waiver from the private option legislation, but that's just not at all possible.
In the meantime, Kathy Grisham, who 15 years ago began turning a tiny charity health clinic into a federally qualified regional health center, remains on schedule to complete expansion of Community Clinic of Northwest Arkansas.
This will be our waiting room. Oh, and there are cabinets that will be installed. Looks good, doesn't it?